I know it has caused a great deal of interest and consternation, but the numbers are overwhelming that without this kind of legislation, the fate of our postal service would be in great jeopardy. And I want to commend both the chair and the ranking member for their very good work. I intend to support the legislation. I know they've had to make some hard choices, but I think they are putting the Postal Service back on the path to sustainability and want to commend their leadership. I also want to thank them both as well for an amendment that they've been kind enough to include, and I believe in a revised bill or the manager's package, that takes on a related issue that affects not only postal employees, but all federal employees. And that is the absolutely dreadful performance that's starting to be corrected, but the absolutely dreadful performance that OPM and agencies of the government, including the post office, have done in terms of making sure that our federal employees receive their retirement benefits in a timely manner. The presiding officer and I, both from the Commonwealth of Virginia, we have 130,000 federal employees in Virginia. There are 140,000 federal employees across the river in Maryland. And I'm happy that Senator Mikulski has co-sponsored the amendment that I'm going to talk about in a few moments. I want to explain the problem we're facing and why I'm asking the Senate to pass this amendment during the consideration of its bill to reform the postal system. Over the past year, I and other members in both parties have received hundreds of requests for assistance from federal retirees who have experienced significant delays in obtaining their full retirement benefits. Delays that oftentimes exceed 12 months, sometimes as much as 18 months and more. In the meantime, these federal retirees, and no one questions that they deserve and should receive these benefits, but since they're slow processing and antiquated technology, they're not getting these earned retirement benefits. These retirees face inordinate hardships trying to pay their bills and survive on partial payments while the requirement paperwork moves through the system. Remarkably, in 2012, our whole retirement system is still a paper-based system. OPM also relies upon every other federal agency, like the post office and others where a federal employee works, to assemble and submit the retiree's paperwork in a timely and efficient manner. But as we've seen with the occasional snapshots that have been taken, some agencies literally have a 30 to 50% error rate in submitting the background materials for the retiree so that OPM can appropriately process their paperwork. And part of the goal of this postal reform, I know, is going to be to encourage some of the voluntary retirements in the postal system. Again, why this amendment is so timely. Meanwhile, the retirees wait and wait for benefits, benefits that they've earned, and unfortunately, benefits that they can't get access to. We continue to hear from recent federal retirees who literally spend 8 or 10 hours a day trying to get through on the customer service line to find out where their benefits are. I'd like to share a few examples of what we're hearing. We recently heard from a retired colonel from Williamsburg, Virginia, who wrote, quote, "When I retired in March 2011, and at the time of this writing, OPM has still not figured out my full retirement pay. My savings are getting low." From here in Northern Virginia and Dumfries, Virginia, we heard from a federal employee, retiree, who said, "I have been subjected to severe financial hardship because of not getting my full benefits. I was recently told that the bank is repossessing my auto because I cannot afford to make the payments." And they're not able to make the payments because this retiree was not getting her benefits. She was existing on partial benefits until OPM could deal with the processing. From Warrenton, I am seeking assistance from with obtaining my husband's health insurance, which was canceled unexpectedly. He worked for DOD. I notified OPM with the appropriate forms and a copy of his death certificate, all of which was apparently lost by OPM. I tried to obtain new forms, but was told that it would take up to 6 weeks. I am 80 years old and need my health insurance now. My husband and I were married for 60 years. This is just unacceptable. This is not the way we ought to be running this important part of our federal government. In January of 2012, OPM's retirement backlog exceeded 62,000 cases. 62,000 federal employees, retirees, who were waiting to get their benefits in a backlog. And again, let me point out, many of these retirees were waiting for more than a year. We saw huge backlogs in disability claims, death benefits, and court-ordered benefits. By OPM's own account, it takes almost 700 days, nearly 2 years, to process some death benefits. Now, recently, after my meetings with OPM and other members of the delegation, OPM has made some limited progress in reversing the tide of retirement claims. The retirement backlog is now at 52,000 claims. And OPM has hired new staff and is starting to modernize its outdated processes. But it is clear that more needs to be done. I want to also compliment Senator Kaka, who was kind enough to allow me to join an oversight hearing on this matter back in February of this year. What I heard there worried me. So I sent my staff to OPM's retirement processing facility last month to see the problem up close. Unfortunately, my staff reports confirmed my worst fears. The current process is largely manual, cumbersome, and contributes to significant delays and potential errors. We've been told that the newest OPM technology is 12 years old. That's pretty remarkable. It's simply no longer feasible to expect that manual data entry for retirement and benefits claims makes sense when we have technology that can dramatically lower processing time and increase accuracy. OPM needs to modernize its technology in the long run. But in 2012, they need to at least start taking some short-term steps. It is just unacceptable that they rely upon paper processing in 2012. OPM, as I mentioned, has made some progress, but ultimately they still want to remain committed to a paper processing system. Doesn't make any sense. And the kicker is, this problem is not new. As indicated by this press story, federal agencies have routinely point the finger of blame at OPM for causing these delays, while OPM points a finger back at the individual agencies for not getting the information to OPM in a timely manner. Now, we might think that this story was written just in the last few weeks. There have been actually stories written in the Post in the last few weeks about this subject. But the day I'm quoting from on this story, actually, May 19th, 1988, that's 24 years ago. Ronald Reagan was president when this was written. And we've had four presidents since then. Yet OPM continues to offer the same excuses and the same kind of back and forth finger pointing between agencies. We've seen this show before, and it needs to be taken off the air. So, what are we going to do with this amendment? And how does this affect trying to move the ball forward? My amendment will do three things. First, it requires OPM to report to Congress, GAO, and the public about the timeliness and accuracy of Postal Service claims, requiring OPM to compare the Postal Service with performance of all other federal agencies. So we need to figure out, because we don't know at this point with that 52,000 claim backlog, whether the backlog is because the agency that the employee worked for didn't get the information to OPM in a timely manner, or whether OPM hasn't processed this. This amendment will require the Postal Service to assess how it's doing getting this information to OPM and compare that with performance of other federal agencies. This will allow us to see which federal agencies have the best and worst track records in submitting paperwork to OPM. The snapshot we saw a little bit earlier this year at the hearing in February showed that a number of agencies had literally a 30 to 50% error rate in submitting their retirement paperwork to OPM. And with close to 100,000 potential new retirees, actually a much larger number, but the effect of this bill may urge the voluntary retirement of 100,000 postal workers to retirement, OPM's going to get hit by a tsunami. Second, the report will also require OPM to provide a claims aging report. We need to know how long retirement applications have been pending at OPM. By the way, we don't have any of that information right now for the 52,000 cases that are currently pending backlog. No basic aging report. And third, the amendment will require OPM to at least move forward a little bit in modernizing one piece of their technology so that OPM can at least receive some electronic payroll data from the Postal Service system. 551,000 people work for the Postal Services right now. And if this legislation passes, which I hope it will, and we see the voluntary retirement of 100,000 postal workers over the coming months or year, that is a new tsunami of retirement benefit claims that are going to need to be processed by OPM. The bottom line is this. You know, OPM, while they are trying to make some progress, and I commend Director Barry for some of the actions he's taken, we need to urge them along and get more data about how they do not only with the Postal Services, but with all federal agencies. My amendment will move forward in that direction. The Warner-Mikulski Amendment focuses on these key reporting requirements and mandates more transparency so that we can untangle the choke points. I believe that we need to honor the dedication and commitment of our federal workforce, including our postal workers, and making sure that when they do retire, they get their federal retiree benefits in a timely and efficient manner. Again, Mr. President, I want to thank the chair and the ranking member for their hard work on this postal reform bill. I look forward to supporting it. I also hope that my colleagues will join me in supporting this Warner-Mikulski amendment that, while tangential to the overall reform of the Postal Service, making sure that these retirees get their benefits in a timely manner is something we should all agree on. And with that, Mr. President, I yield the floor.